T! T is for turtle! I've been wandering blind with indifferent eyes through the maze of the world. I've been longing to find a better way to survive and try to make this work. This utopia shine beneath the city of life become nothing to me. I followed all the signs and given all my time for something I'll never be.
Welcome back into the playlist. You just heard the song by The Bitter Salway, Shangri-La. For more information, you can find them on their Facebook, facebook.com/TheBitterSalway. And I know it's been a while since I've done a playlist, and what have I been doing? I've been doing some other projects, working with some other people, but I always love doing the playlists. And get this, my mailbox, it was completely stuffed with people submitting tracks, just like The Bitter Salway, which, you know, Shangri-La was a track that was actually sent to me, and I liked it, and I was like, hey, I'm just going to put it on the playlist. So keep on sending me stuff. Get this. This next track that we're going to play, again, is from another band that, you know, sent me an email and attached this MP3 of Weekend Anthem, which I loved because it really describes, like, the Weekend. It is a really good anthem. So for more information, you can visit chrisnelsonband.com and check out the band, because they checked me out. So very cool. And did I mention that we have a guest? By the way, Marla Mace, she's going to be calling in, and I'm very excited for you to listen to her stuff. But before we get into that, let's hear, like I promised, Chris Nelson with Weekend Anthem. For more information, chrisnelsonband.com.
The sun is shining, there's the clouds in the sky. The possibilities are open wide. Let's take a trip or maybe cook in the backyard. There's no reason to stay inside. The weekend, the weekend, the weekend, the weekend.
the time we have. We should use it sparingly. Stare at the sky, lay in the grass. Let the daytime carry me. We've been trapped behind four walls. Worship you, almighty sun. Just sit back without a care.
Hey, what's up? This is Marla Mace, and I'm here speaking with Turtle. And but before we start, we're going to take a listen to my song, Block.
Marla Mace, who I have on the phone with me. How's it going?
Going pretty well, Turtle. How's it going with you?
Going great. I stumbled upon you. I got an email from somebody that says, hey, you have to check Marla out. And here's the crazy thing. I've been lately getting inundated with so many emails of check people out. You have to check this person out. It's daunting. I'm not going to lie. And for those people listening that are, you know, emailing me, I'm going to get to it. I promise. But sometimes, you know, listening to music can be overwhelming. But when I heard your stuff, what got me, first of all, was that song Blog.
Cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the concept of it. And here's the thing. It sounded almost as if it was a poem first that later became a song. Am I right in that assumption? I mean, because I'm completely going blind, you know?
No, you're definitely right. A lot of my stuff is like that, and particularly Blog. It's kind of a combination of two things. Two different poems. And the part about being trapped in a painting, in a crowded painting, I mean, that is a poem. That was a poem that I had written. And then the rest of it was, you know, partially Tomas, my co-writer, playing some rhythm and me singing along with it. So it was half and half. Absolutely. A lot of my stuff does come from, you know, poems or written stuff. I mean, stuff that I've written for us, and we turn it into that. A lot of it does.
Now, we are playing some cuts off of your latest album, which is Speak, right?
Yep, Speak Deluxe.
So, and what makes it deluxe?
Okay, it's a deluxe edition because in 2011 I released an album called Speak and had 10 songs on it, and this is a re-release of that album with 6 new tracks on it. And Blonde is one of the new...
What made you want to re-release it as a deluxe? Because a lot of people sometimes will just, you know, they'll release an album and then just kind of be done with it. And then any new material that they, you know, create, they decide to then make EPs or LPs from that.
Right. I think because, you know, initially, you know, I had thought about that because the first new track I had done was Anorexia. But I just, after I had a whole bunch of them, I said, you know, it just all really belongs on the Speak album because it's in a similar, you know, theme and vein about, you know, speaking out or being silent and issues. And so I just thought, these actually all belong on Speak, and it's too bad. So then, you know, when Tomas and I were talking, Tomas Duncan and I, you know, we just said, see, like, just put it out on deluxe. And I thought that was a great idea because I felt like it was just the missing pieces to it. We didn't feel like they belonged on the new record. And I could do an EP, but I tend to be someone, I think, who, at least so far, you know, who have, like, I guess, a concept. You know, my first album is a rock opera, you know, and it's a play, so it all goes together as well. I'm kind of theatrical like that.
That's you know what? I didn't see that. Is that on your Bandcamp? I'd be very interested in...
No, that album isn't, but I will... It is on my SoundCloud, and I can always, of course, send one to you. Yeah, that was my first album, called Brief Night Out, and it was based on, it's a rock opera to a, that's why I started doing music, because I wrote this, I'm a writer, and I was doing an abridged version of a longer play I wrote called Man, Woman, and originally it was like, I just want people to come hear my, you know, some of my writing, and I called it A Brief Night Out because it was short, 35 minutes. But then it became its own play in itself. And then I started writing all these songs, which I'd never really done before. And then I met a musician, and then it turned into a rock opera. So the first album is a story. It's very different than Speak, because it's very personal. Speak is, you know, because I tend to be very personal, and then Speak is not so personal. I mean, it is, but it, I don't, you know, it's not like my story necessarily. Or if it is, it's hidden. What is it? Well, I guess it is. It's always, you know, it always comes, you know, obviously it always is my stuff. I think some of the stuff, you know, like the song Scream, is like something that's a song about, like, a woman who, like, and then that sounds weird too, like, appears to me in vision, or she can't, and I don't normally have visions, but, you know, this woman who just seemed like she was tortured and abused, and it was like in yoga one day, actually, and then another time. And they just started crying, not that wow at the people, but just, oh wow, like, I'm so sorry. What do you want me to do about this? Like, it's a strange thing. And then I, you know, that song came from that. Really, like, nothing to do with me. I mean, you know, sex trafficking, political torture. But that stuff is something that I often think about, you know, for some reason. Like, Brief Night Out, even, you know, the play is about a woman who, like, you know, was married with kids and then is having an affair. And then she, but basically she's obsessed with war. So I have a lot of war stuff in my work.
And you know what? It's so strange because this album, Speak Deluxe, it's 16 songs like we were talking about. But here's the thing. You keep on making us guess on what style of music is going to come next. Tell me about that choice and not, you know, going on the same, you know, traditional path.
Right. I'm laughing because, you know, I didn't realize, I mean, I know who, you know, because it's just me and, like, I've gotten a lot of reviews on this album, and I'm really grateful. They've been fantastic, but it's all that is something that everyone has mentioned. Like, whoa, genre hopper, and I was like, wow, it's just the way I write. I think, I guess Bleak My Down is a bit like that too. I just, because I write something according to the way I think it should sound. So if I feel like with Anorexia, I was, you know, at the beach on Coney Island, and they were playing all this reggae, and all of a sudden I was like, oh. Anorexia, and I called Tomas. I'm like, I know the new song I want to write, and it's a reggae song, and it's Anorexia. Like, I just go with, like, they come to me with a sound, and it's not always a certain sound, I guess, because I've just been around, and, you know, just I'm not just influenced by whatever music is out there. So if something feels like it should be, you know, musical theater, it will be. You know, I mean, I know there's, I think I have, you know, so there is a lot of, you know, I guess what they say, genre hopping. Otherwise, you know, I think, I always like to say that when people ask me, like, what's your style? I'm like, it's just Mace. You know, that's it. It's very Mace. That's the best way I could say it. It's just me. Or a friend of mine said I'm psychotic. She said, I think it's a little, you know, very psychotic.
Are you psychotic just a bit?
No, I'm not, no.
Are you?
Even though I see visions and I hear voices, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not.
No, that's just kind of normal.
I know of. I'm just neurotic. It's your regular neurotic.
Right. Which it's funny because there's psychotic and then there's neurotic, you know, and both are two completely separate things, but yet they both can sometimes cross the boundaries of each.
That's true. Maybe I'm both. No, I'm definitely, I've had tendencies of neuroses. I think I'm better. You know, hey, we all do. I have my stuff. And then psychotic, no, definitely not. But maybe the, you know, I just have a lot of voices. But they don't tell me there's a conspiracy though, so it's okay.
Well, let's take a break and let's hear two more songs. The next song we are going to hear is Piece of Peace, and we're going to have more with my guest Marla Mace right here on The Playlist.
Peace.
Hey, if you like what you're listening to, you can check it out. Log on to MarlaMace.com. That's MarlaMace.com.
It's murder. Reality is people dying. Reality is people starving. It's a hex, it's a vex on our nation. It's no exaggeration.
Anorexia.
Change me, them a promote. With them TV, newspaper, and magazine. Yo, about time we make some money with a different plan. Get real, me see the people suffer the consequence. Save you some from suicide change. Internet promoting them zero size dreams. I give them such a terrible delusional dreams. Yo!
The world is topsy-turvy. When our girls don't like their curvy.
We just heard Anorexia, and we were talking a little bit about that before the break. And this song, it kind of really, I gravitated towards it because, as my listeners know, I've lost about 40 pounds, and I keep on telling myself that not that I'm anorexic, but I keep on saying, okay, I just need about 10 more pounds to go. You know, and that's only because I want to say because I want abs. Right now, I have it in my head that it would be really funny to just walk around with like a 4-pack, you know, because it would be the most unexpected thing. from people that know me, you know, because they remember me being this really, you know, not fat guy, but I was just very overweight and unhealthy, you know. So I just I just think that would be hilarious for that. But that's why this resonated to me, was because you kept on, you know, chiming in with that, you know, 10 more pounds kind of feel to it. And the very beginning, how do you start off that song? It was like, this is
it's murder.
Yeah, it's murder. And I was just like, whoa, hey. I don't know if it's murder if you're doing it healthy, you know?
Right. Well, what is murder, Turtle? No. You know, there's healthy losing weight and people, you know, who feel unhealthy and, you know, maybe really do need to lose weight and all that, and there's plenty of that. And then there's the unhealthy eating disorders, whether you're, you know, overeater, you know, anorexic, bulimic, it's all, and I have personal experience with this, not through me, my daughter suffered for many years with an eating disorder, anorexia, all of it, and it really is, and I never really knew, I wasn't really exposed to it on that level, and it really is a pretty, it is very serious. I mean, it's the leading cause of death amongst teenagers, more than like suicides and more than car accidents. And of all the mental illnesses, it's the leading cause of death. So it really is like quite a dangerous thing, because when people, when they keep starving themselves, you know, everything breaks down, the heart rate goes really slow. And then you have to go into the hospital because, you know, your body really literally starts eating up your heart and your brain and all the muscles. So not to be so heavy here, but so, you know, there's, so I take it really seriously. I wrote the song because I just think, you know, and I think the song, you know, it's fun. That's what I like about it. I mean, it's a fun song, even though I'm talking about anorexia, and I think that juxtaposition is kind of how I wanted it, you know. I mean, and kind of, and just putting out the whole thing, like, I don't blame it, you know, on the media. Like, I don't blame it all, because I've been around it so much. I mean, been in hospitals, and, you know, literally 8-year-old girls in hospitals now, and that's, like, common. Anorexic. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, a lot more boys. So it's like the diet gone mad, so be careful. But it's just also like, you know, just getting out the message of, I mean, and people speak about this, that, you know, like I said, I'm not blaming the media and all that stuff, because it's deeper than that. There's more to it than that, but it definitely doesn't help all the images that we see all the time, and this constant, like, pressure to, like, look better, be younger, be richer, like, all of it. It's just like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's maybe some responsibility for people who work in those industries to maybe switch the message up a little bit. Like, you know, how about, you know, like, it was such a big deal when Dove did the Curvy Woman ad, you know, like, wow, that was so radical. I'm like, you know, that's all. But yet I still want people to have a good time and dance, you know, and I think a lot of my stuff is a little bit like that. Like, if you listen to the lyrics, it might be kind of intense, but the beat and the groove is happening. And it's funny that you mentioned the lose 10 pounds, because I love that part. And when Bill Laswell, the Dove mix of it, he really, like, you know, he really, like, went into it. Like, he kept repeating it, and it was echoing. And I was like, I knew he was going to do that. Because originally that's how we recorded it, but for the main record we didn't. So I was like, glad. Because that's what the voice in the head is telling everyone, you know, telling people. I don't know if you hear that voice, but, you know. But congratulations to you on your, you know, if you're feeling good with yourself, that's great. And the people should just feel good with themselves, you know. It's just... To a limit, you know, where we hate ourselves and we just want more and more and more and more, and there's no end to it.
And yeah, well, the thing was, is like, I felt a lot of it coming to the point of view from the girl, but yet, like, you know, I felt like, you know, even though I'm not a girl, it was still resonating to me, because, like, I think it's becoming a big kind of thing amongst men as well, you know. I mean, sure, there's probably a lot more pressure on the girls, but I'm starting to feel that society is now turning towards guys too, you know.
Absolutely. No, it is. That's what I'm saying. It's become a plague. Like, I mean, when I was growing up, you know, you didn't really hear about this stuff so much. Maybe it was all more under the radar, but I don't think there were 8-year-old girls, like, many of them. Like, I'm not kidding. My daughter started at 11, but she was in many hospitalizations, and I'm telling you, 8-year-old girls, and then now more, and now boys as well. Saying it's much more boys. There's a hospital in Milwaukee that's dedicated just for men. It's men with anorexia, and it is more pressure on guys. I see my son is not that, but, you know, he's 16. He's an athlete, you know, and he wants to look it. That's okay. It's cool. But, you know, maybe because I'm sensitive to it, and, you know, he'll say something like, "Oh, you know, I just want to lose this." It's like, "Oh, please, no, no." Because the people who really are you know, people who really are affected with an eating disorder, it really takes over your life. I mean, it makes you, you know, it's bad. It's just it's considered an addiction. So it's just bad. And addiction specialists actually, they hate it more than even like dealing with heroin addicts or you know, pill addicts, because it's, you have to always deal with food. You can't just cut food out and say, okay, well, just stop using food. It's a real gray line with it, you know. And then for the boys too. So I wrote the song, I thought about that, and I was like, oh, you know, it's not really just girls. But I just thought, for the sake of the song, you know, it just sounded for girls. But, you know, I hope that that message, you know, that I'm talking about, you know, everyone and all eating disorders, you know, in general. The whole concept of, you know, the looking good and, you know, what, and how we're affected by all that stuff. Nothing wrong with looking good, by the way. I like to look good, too, so I'm not, like, knocking looking good.
Right.
You know, it's just like when people, you know, when it becomes distorted, you know, and people are not really seeing reality, which, of course, is what happens. You know, it's a control issue. It's, I can talk about this for an hour, you know, an hour, so I'll just stop. But it is a fun song, and it's great to perform live, because people really get, like, they won't know what it's about, and I'm singing. I'll be like, okay, just join me in the chorus, you know, it's just one word, and people like dance and reggae, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, Anna, Anna, and then, and it's like, and I've seen it, and people say, whoa, I just got, like, wow, I realized, like, what it was, like, really, reggae, that's the history of reggae. Anyway, reggae tends to speak about issues in a really, you know, reggae fun way, you know, not, you know, so, like, but there's a lot of politics in reggae and stuff anyway, so I think it's one of the reasons why it came to me as a reggae song.
Speaking of politics, I hear that you were awarded the honorary Messenger of Peace by the U.S. Is that true?
It is. I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing. Yes, I was awarded a Messenger Peace. I was invited by the friends of the UN to go to China this last September for UN Global Peace Day, and it's a very bizarre way I got there. I don't know how much time we have, but basically, someone who's seen me in a sound check like 2 years earlier, a year and a half earlier, just one song I did in a sound check, it was Scream. And she was a Chinese woman. There was nobody else there. And she just was like, oh, I really like you, and blah, blah, blah. And we kind of spoke. And, you know, she did some stuff, bringing people over to China and whatever. And we met once. That was it. A year and a half later, 2 years later, she calls me up out of the blue. I was like, Mala, I never forgot you. I'm going to remember me, that I have an opportunity. I think you'd be perfect. It's her friend, you know, who runs the Friends of the UN. And then we met. I met him the next day. And he loved what I did. And he said, sure, you're going. And me and the whole band. And when we were there, so that, and then I just, you know, I wrote a song with, okay, it's a peace concert. I'm going to write a song for this. I'm going to write a song for this. Plus, I was joking. So I'm like, I only write about war and sex. Peace is, you know, I don't write about peace. You know, but I guess it was, you know, it's the same thing, really. So we wrote it, and I love it. I love the song. And so, yes, because being over there and the song and this whole peace festival and my work, they gave me this award. So now it's part of my resume. It's cool. You know, sometimes we don't know what we are, you know. I mean, it's not for me to see me, you know, but whatever. We can't view ourselves the way others do.
No, I definitely feel you on that. There's so many people that sometimes just tell, you know, they throw words my way to describe me, and I'm not comfortable with those descriptions. Like, someone called me a celebrity, and I really not took offense to it, but I was like, I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a regular guy, you know, that's just doing what he loves and has a passion, you know, for it, you know, and I don't want anyone to, you know, because once you start putting titles on you, you know, you kind of feel like you have to live up to those things, and you don't want to, you know, go down a downward spiral and not, you know, become this person that everybody thinks that you are, you know?
No, absolutely. And you have a point there. And that's, you know, it's just why, like, I love what you just said about for yourself and you know, good for you. And I'm happy for you that, you know, you're just doing, I think it's just people doing what they love and passionate about. I mean, that's a great role model for everyone, you know, because I think it, you know, just makes, like, you know, but you just said that about what you do and what you love. And it's just like a great thing for people to see, because people, you know, I wish everyone would be that way. I wish everyone could find that thing, or like just be in themselves and really feel in their own roots. I think that just makes people happier, and you know, and all that. And so, when you just said that, like, you know, yeah, maybe people who, you know, not all celebrities, you know, maybe some of them don't love what they do, but it'd be interesting if it was more put out that way. Like, this is someone who just really loves what they do and they're passionate about it. That's cool. I know what you're saying, because then you're living up to this thing. And exactly. It's kind of like...
You don't want to disappoint, you know? And at the same time, well, you know, it's not about, like, thinking about, am I going to disappoint anybody, because it's not making you want to live the life that you want to live, you know? I'm not saying I'm going to go out and do disappointing things, but now it's really making me question sometimes the things that I do, when it shouldn't even be like that. I should just be happy being me.
Right, exactly. And it's, you know, but I think all that stuff is like a practice. You know, we all have to, it doesn't come naturally. Maybe there are the few lucky, you know, where we have to really, like, you know, be practiced, like, you know, being in ourselves or in our core, being who we are, and not just, you know, because it's so easy, all the chatter in the brain and all that stuff, to just get, like, pulled aside, distracted, doing things, and, you know, and then that stuff with semantics, because, you know, what, the word celebrity may mean something different to me than it does for someone else. Like, my mother is obsessed with celebrities. So to her, celebrity is just like, oh my God, it's like the greatest thing. You know what I mean? And to me, it's not that I'm against celebrities, not at all, but it's just kind of like, it has a connotation, a little bit of like, oh God, we're so obsessed with this thing, like, that's just not so healthy, you know? And really, it's just, you know what I mean, it's just someone we celebrate, but there's that whole semantics, like, what, you know, what, someone hears about me, like, oh, she's a messenger piece, might be like, oh, please, you know, one of these, like, peacenick people, you know, the thing is that, but not that, not that I'm against that, but even I might think that, you know, about someone. Just kind of, it can sound kind of hokey in a way, but, you know, that's the way I would look at it. Someone else might be like, oh, that's just the dopest thing, you know, who knows. Just we can't worry about what other people think. They say, Turtle, that what other people think about us is none of our business.
Have you written a song about this topic or anything like that?
Which topic?
Just what we're talking about right now, about being yourself, and not the idea of celebrity, but just that kind of concept.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I think a lot of my stuff has that in there. I mean, one of the songs on Speak Deluxe is Queen of Imperfection. You know, it's kind of a funny song. It's a rock tune, but it's like, you know, it's like, I'm the queen. You know, it starts with, you know, I ain't no porno star, you know, ain't no superstar, ain't no whatever. I can't remember my mind right now. You know, ain't no cover girl, ain't no pornographic supermodel superstar. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, I'm just me. I'm cracked. I'm flawed and defective, but I'm the queen of imperfection, and I'm not messing around. It's just like, yeah, like, be who you are. And I do have another song. I have one, actually, very specifically about it, now that you reminded me of this. And Brief Night Out. The end, the encore piece, not really part of the play. It's called, I mean, it's Rockin' Hot Mace, because that's me, R-H-M. But it's a kind of about that, like, you know, coming out and being like, hey, you know, like, I'm great, I'm cool, you know, I'm dope, I'm hot, you know, whatever, I love my ass, you know, it's kind of like, just like, love who I am, you know, and, you know, so it's kind of like, it's not only a spoof, it's like, I wish every woman would say that. It's kind of like a message to people to just feel that way about yourself. And then there's a part of, like, you know, I'm not buying what you're selling, you know, and I curse. I'm not going to curse. This is not a place I can curse. You know, I like to curse. You know, like, whatever. You know, I'm rebelling. It's kind of like, you know, don't listen to all that. Don't believe in all that stuff. So, like, I think, yeah, I think it does run through a lot of my stuff. I'm sure there's others where it's just kind of like, you know, I have another song, A Brief Night Out, called Things That Scare Me, that's like, I diagnose myself with, like, every possible disorder you can imagine. But then, like, the line is, don't you dare diagnose me, you know. So I think, yeah, definitely. And I'm sure on Speak, there's other ones like that as well.
Well, go out and get Speak Deluxe. It's 16 tracks that you will thoroughly enjoy. For more information on Marla Mace, please visit her website, MarlaMace.com. Thank you so much for being on the playlist. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Turtle. I enjoy it. You do a great job. I really enjoy myself. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And we leave you now with Dance the Tango.
I read about your death. I read about your death.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.